Bruce had explored deep into the jungle in search of the Multanones. He had not found them. Instead, he had become a prisoner of the Yukos, who had violently attacked him. After they had finally released Bruce, he felt the Lord leading him to stay with the tribe, and he did. One day, Bruce finally decided that he needed to return to the city to prepare for his next attempt to find the Multanones. He packed up his things, prepared for his 3-day trip, and mounted his mule. Bruce recalls that,
"Suddenly, the mule reared. I tried to hold on, but I couldn't. I was thrown into the air. My hands clawed for something to grab onto, but the mule was gone from underneath me. I landed heavily on my right shoulder as I heard the mule galloping off through the underbrush. The mule reared up and kicked at me. His hoof hit me in my arm and then my face. Blood sputtered out of my mouth, down my neck and onto my clothes. The pain was blinding. In the morning, I knew I had to return to the Yukos."
It seemed that Bruce could not do anything right. He returned to the Yukos as a failure. The Indians accepted Bruce back into their village. In fact, Bruce wrote that,
"The Indian chief himself carried me up to the village and helped take care of me. It was a week before I felt well enough to get up. When I did, I no longer wanted to leave. The Indians had become people to me. They had cared for me when I needed help. Now I could stay and see if I could help them."
Bruce lived and worked with the Yukos for more than 2 months after he had recovered, but God was still calling him to meet the Multanones. However, the entire Yuko tribe was terrified of them. "They will kill us," they insisted that Bruce go nowhere near them. Eventually, Bruce was able to convince them to take him to the Multanones. Fearful and cautious, they packed up their things and headed down into the valley. Bruce was excited to leave, but what he did not know was that his greatest challenges were yet to come.